This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Johnny Girona, newly of the Village Table in Mountain Village. Johnny will be hosting a series of cooking classes on behalf of the AHA School for the Arts. The first one he will be teaching is Tuesday, June 25th, 10:30 to 2:30 p.m. The class will take place in the professional kitchen at the Village Table, and it will be, again, Tuesday, June 25th. Johnny, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Susan. Glad to be here.
So I know you weren't really in retirement. You were catering all the way. But what made you come out of alleged retirement and open the Village Table?
Well, I was looking for a catering kitchen to expand my catering business, and this opportunity came up here in the Village, in the core here by the Climbing Rock, and just got a great space, and I'm really excited about it. I've never seen a kitchen with so many windows in it, and it's just a super spot, and I'm very excited to be here.
Wonderful. And how will the core ideas that you put into production at the Village Table show up in the class that you'll be teaching on behalf of AHA?
So I'll be teaching a class on traditional Spanish foods, paella and tapas. And so I'll talk a little bit about the history of Spanish foods, which I've done a lot of research on, and the foods that came back to Europe from the New World, from South America, like the potatoes and peppers and tomatoes. So, and how those are used now, and you know how they became used in Spanish cuisine, as well as like cocoa. Cocoa didn't exist in Spanish cuisine, and then also the influences from North Africa, such as nuts and honey and things of that nature.
I understand cooking paella is pretty tricky. How are you going to deal with that?
There's a lot of steps to cook to perfect a paella, and I've been cooking a paella since I was like 15 years old, so the real challenges are doing it here at altitude, 10,000 feet, because water boils at a much lower temperature, so everything takes a lot longer to cook. Those are challenges that we find in baking a lot and all kinds of other dishes, but it is something that we've pretty much perfected here, with different techniques that I will teach our students. If people ever cook paella at home, they know how tricky it can be. But there's a lot of different tricks that we have to use. So,
and you will also, Johnny, be teaching tapas. What sort?
I will be teaching roasted peppers is one of them. And there's a lot of different ways to roast peppers, a lot of different techniques. But I'm going to teach people a simple recipe for that. And also I will be teaching how to make alioli sauce and romesco sauce. And I'll be talking about potato tortilla, which is a Spanish potato and egg omelet with onions and peppers, or onions and garlic, a real simple dish. And talk about tapas. I won't actually be making a lot of tapas, but we'll be talking about different recipes and cookbooks and things of that nature.
Wonderful. Now, am I correct in saying that your professional kitchen is the site of these other cooking classes?
That's right. We have 10 classes going on all summer, a lot of great different classes, Indian food. We have a cheese-making class. We have Bertrand coming back from France with new recipes from France. And a couple of my sous chefs will also be teaching classes of Cajun food, and Chef Bud will be up here teaching a class, so it's a really great kitchen to work in. It has two great big wooden tables, butcher block tables, and really comfortable for a group of 12 students. So I hope that all the classes fill up, and the AHA is very successful in this, because really it's the AHA that's spearheading this. I'm more or less, having the space, because we're closed on Tuesday, so we wanted to use the space the day we were closed.
Wonderful, and very generous of you, I might add. This has been Susan V. Brock of Telluride Inside and Out, speaking to Johnny Girona of the Village Table in Mountain Village. The Village Table and Johnny will be hosting a series of cooking classes on behalf of the AHA School for the Arts. The first one, the one he is leading, takes place Tuesday, June 25th and the subject is traditional Spanish cuisine. Johnny, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Susan. It was a pleasure, and I hope to see all your students at the culinary classes.
I am sure they will fill up. Thanks again, Johnny.
Bye.